This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Hour 2. Hey, really quick, friends, I want to introduce you to someone, if you don't mind. I want to introduce this little six-year-old man to the United States of America. Now, Christian, can you say hello real quick?
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Are you doing good over there?
Yep.
Now, I just got a question for you because he just came in here just for a moment. He's 6 years old, friends. He's 25. But he's in a six-year-old's body is really what it comes down to. But can we ask you a couple questions really quick before I get back to my topic here? Is that okay? Honey, you got to say something. You can't nod.
Okay.
Oh, is that okay?
Yep.
Can you tell me, what is the first commandment of the Ten Commandments?
What? Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Okay, so it's thou shalt have no other gods before me. Okay, this is my six-year-old, friends. What's number nine? Tell me the ninth commandment. That would be really cool.
Thou shalt not know.
No. Thou shalt not what?
Thou shalt not lie.
That's exactly right. Okay, so I want to do one more. Folks, this is your introduction to... This will be the guy that will be on the radio when I'm no longer here. That'll be a long ways off, but Lord willing, because he did promise 70 to 80 in strength, you know, Psalm 90. But I want to ask you one more, honey. What is number five? I need to know what number... This one's really important, especially when you're 6 years old. What is number five, Christian?
Honor your father and mother.
Okay, that was important. I just wanted to make sure, honey. I appreciate you getting on really quick. Bold little guy, isn't he? But we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, honey. Love you with my heart.
Love you.
Okay, 1 John 3:18, right? Let's get back to this, friends. I want to tell you a couple things, friends. First and foremost, thank you very much for your listenership. Thank you at times for putting up with me. And I mean that in all sincerity. I just want to tell you that on a daily basis, I am in the Word. I am studying our documents. I am exposed to what I am highlighting right now. In no wise am I praising the wicked in any sense of the word. I am telling you that the conservatives and the counterfeit Christians out there are praising the works of the wicked. That is not Christianity. That is a lack thereof. That is not conservatism, friends. That is a lack thereof. It's our job to deal with the issues at hand. It is my end aim to let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies. Amos 5. And going over to Isaiah 26, verse 9, it says, when my judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. And America, it is for you, your responsibility, and your duty to know your founding documents and what your forefathers established by throwing off a tyrant across the pond over 240 years ago. When they said that justice is the guardian of liberty. Justice is the guardian of liberty. My end aim, as King David prayed rightly in Psalm 119, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law. Yep, that's exactly what's going on in this country. They have made void thy law, and it's not just corruption in the government. It's the American people tolerating the corruption in the government, and it starts at the foot of the church, who fails to judge within. I just want to clarify. When the church does its job, I'll tell you what, we would not be in a position today as in which we are today in any sense of the word, friends. But as John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, rightly said, when the church fails its moral obligations, everything's going to go. And that's exactly what we see happening. But it starts with the church. And yet 78% of the American people claim to be Christians. And yet apparently they haven't read the scripture where it says, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. And what is the fulfilling of the law, by the way, friends? Love. That's exactly right. Read Romans 13 when you get a moment. Highlighting sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick before we get over this circulating letter throughout the Tea Party right now. Instead of actually raising the flags, appeal to heaven and no king but King Jesus, they're saying, hey, man, let's make an appeal to Donald Trump. We'll get to that in just a minute. Obama appoints mental... This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. Obama just appointed a sick transgender man to lead a presidential council. Did you hear what I said? He just appointed an individual, a transgender man. Folks, you have to see the picture. And you do understand, friends, what this is all about. I hope you do understand that this is all about demoralizing you. And I've shared in the past, friends, and again, I share again today, that the more I can demoralize you, the more I can control you. And that's what we're dealing with, friends. They're stepping on everything that we are. All 500 of them. And I'm laughing at the stupidity of the 318 that stand back and tolerate it, right? Yeah, well, I've heard enough of that, man. Okay, let's go on here and we'll get to more stuff as to what's going on in your country. But folks, that is a fact. Obama appoints mentally sick transgender man to lead presidential council. And just keep in mind, he's appointing them in your military as well, friends. And again, Leviticus 26 comes to mind. I will appoint over those that hate you. He said, the Lord said that, in Leviticus 26, to those that leave off his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes to keep and to do them. Yes. I'm on live radio right now. I'm rolling over into another portion of what one of our forefathers had rightly said, none other than Samuel Adams, because he was the one that had warned the American people of the power of virtue. In other words, their obedience to Christ in their hearts, because it was the obedience to Christ that threw off the tyrant at every given step. But what would happen if they could actually throw off the obedience to Christ? Well, then Satan would rule. And I think that's what we're seeing today. And so in saying that, friends, here we go again. That's not what he said. It's a different piece. Sorry about that. Well, okay, we'll get rocking and rolling here, but I was just looking for that quote because I love... Oh, there it is. Well, the people are virtuous. They cannot be subdued. But once they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. Samuel Adams. Do you see what they're zeroing in on? While the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued, but when once they lose their virtue, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. That's why they're spending so much time demoralizing, and that's why they're aiming at your kids, and they have been for years, friends. Okay, as promised, we're going to get over to this. I want you to vote your conscience. During the last hour, I said you pick the next leader, president of the United States of America, world leader, whatever you'd have it. And for most, if people are being honest about it, you would have been honest enough to say that you voted for Candidate C. And who was Candidate C? Candidate C was none other than Adolf Hitler, and he was the guy that said it's a good thing for governments that people never think. But what happens when a people actually do think? Well, they throw off corruption, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to come back. I'm going to share this letter right off the bat concerning the Tea Party's circulating this letter. It's a pro-Trump letter, and we're going to come right back to it. And I'm going to show you who Donald Trump's enemies are. This is crazy.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so let's get to this. I know there's been some anticipation building up, so let's go. All righty then. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Are you guys ready for this? Oh, I know there's a lot of Trump supporters out there. Are you guys ready for it? Hey, by the way, I'm not anti-Trump. Trump needs to be confronted. He needs to repent. But remember, he's the guy that said he didn't need to repent. And here we have all the Tea Partiers going out there and say, oh, you know, Donald Trump, he's the one that can get the job done. He's not a politician. He's not this, that, and the other thing. Yeah, oh, just hold on. Strap yourself in. Because I'm going to ask you a question after I highlight this letter here, okay? Here's the letter. Obama is against Trump. Check. Well, that's a positive. The media, they're against Trump. Check. That's a good thing, too. Yeah, right. Yep, got that one. Establishment Democrats are against Trump. Tea Partiers should know better than this. Check. Yeah, that's true. The establishment Republicans are against Trump. Let's just say the government's against Trump. Okay, check. That's a positive. The Pope is against Trump. Yeah, check. Okay, cool. Yep, got that. The UN is against Trump. Check. Okay, good. Fair. China's against Trump. Check. Mexico's against Trump. Check. Soros, George Soros, the international criminal's against Trump. Well, good. Check. Yep. Yep. See, they legitimized George Soros. Black Lives Matter is against Trump. They call him a racist, of course. Hey, folks, no matter what you say, these people are so shallow that if you say it because they're black, then you're a racist, right? Yeah, yeah. That's not all black folks. As a matter of fact, that's not all of a majority of the black folks out there, folks. That's a small, small smidgen of the black population out there. Okay, but Black Lives Matters, they're against Trump. Check. Okay, cool. MoveOn.org is against Trump. That's George Soros financed, by the way. Yeah, check. Okay, good, yeah. So far, so good. I mean, hey. The Koch brothers are against Trump. Okay. Check. Bushes are against Trump. Isn't that interesting? Bushes, you know, everybody thinks they're Christians, and if anybody really knew the history of the Bushes, they would probably be lynched. That's a fact. But the Bushes are against Trump. Isn't it interesting that the Bushes have never came out and spoken out against Barack Hussein Obama, but they'll speak out against Trump? Wonder what's going on behind the scenes there. Am I being facetious? Of course I am. Check. Okay. Planned Parenthood is against Trump. Yeah. Okay. Check. I wonder how that one works. Hillary and Sanders are both against Trump. Okay. They legitimized Hillary. They legitimized Planned Parenthood. All the way up, folks, all the way up the flagpole there. Going down now, Hillary and Sanders are both against Trump. Check. Illegal aliens are against Trump. Okay, check. Yeah. Islam is against Trump. Okay, check. Kasich and Cruz are against Trump. Check. Interestingly enough, for those that didn't know, did you see the reporter that came out and actually likened Cruz's dad to the picture of his father standing there handing out flyers back in the day with Lee Harvey Oswald? By the way, also exposing the sodomite ties with none other than our Cuban buddy over there in Florida, Rubio. Isn't it interesting that this guy came out and made the link, and a couple weeks later he's dead? Wow. They said he committed suicide, of course, but he loved life. He was an attorney, too. I don't know too many attorneys that would go do something like that when they're exposing a criminal for their crimes. But I'm sure the American people have already bought onto that as well. But Kasich and Cruz, they're against Trump, too. So, listen, I mean, this is just crazy. Hateful, racist, violent liberals are against Trump. All right, man. I mean, these Tea Parties, they got it going on. Oh. I mean, you want to talk about doing the job? Wow. Now, that being said, they said, it seems to me Trump must be the best qualified candidate we could ever have. Or is it that they're using Trump to lead the opposition, which is a communist tactic? I'm just proposing that question for you. That's all. It goes on. If you have so many political insiders and left-wing nutcases, hey, Tea Partiers, guess what? I love the good stuff that you do, but the fact of the matter is there is no left wing. The only reason we have a left wing in this country is because the right's not doing the right thing all the time. That's why you have a left. Okay? Just making sure you understand where I'm at. Left wing nutcases all scared to death. What are they afraid of? I mean, when you look at these people in the Democratic Party and in the Republican Party today, friends, when they call you haters and racist and all this other stuff, what are they referencing to? Folks, these people hate the law. That's all. They all hate the law. Criminals hate the law. They all speak out against him at the same time. Wow, then he must be our man. Most of all, it will be the people's choice, said the Tea Partiers. Apparently, the Tea Partiers have failed to understand that if they were going to do the right thing, again, there wouldn't be these issues to deal with today. But we have these issues because they've left off their duty before God. Plus, said the Tea Partiers, he's not a lifetime politician. Check. Politician is a kind of a slur word for those that represent we the people. In other words, you don't trust those people. They're supposed to be statesmen and or stateswomen, you know, people that magnify the law. That's why we empower them, and they actually derive power from the consent of we the people, right? I just want to make that sure, too. Politician is a slang word. He's not a lawyer, said the Tea Partier letter that's circulating roundabout. Check. That's a good point, too. Okay, he's not doing it for the money. Check. He's a natural-born American citizen, born in the USA from American parents. Okay, cool. Great. These guys have just, they've just nailed me to the floor. Bonus points, said the Tea Partiers. Whoopi says she'll lead the country. Yeah, I'm all for that. Okay. Rosie O'Donnell, she said that she would leave the country. Remember, she was the one that said if you own a gun, you should all go to prison. And then a guy came up and he put it on the back of his car after Columbine. He said that, listen, blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. That's who I was making reference to. I just wanted to make that parallel. Al Sharpton, the tax evader, the criminal himself, he's going to leave the country if Donald Trump becomes the president. We have Governor Brown. I mean, the totally demoralized reprobate himself over in California that should be in prison right now says that California will build a wall against Trump. Okay, man. Tea Partiers, again, just nailing it. Crossing the T's and dotting the I's here. Cher says, this loon Cher, you know, she will leave the country. Okay, no loss there. Miley Cyrus, the little whore, you know, that goes off taking off her clothes, smoking dope on stage for little girls to emulate what she teaches them. She says that she'll leave the country. Hey, see you, Miley. All right, bye. Say bye to your daddy, too. You know, the guy that was stealing songs from other people and then publishing them and then acting like he's the one that was actually responsible for singing those songs. Yeah, yeah. Say goodbye to him, too, please. And the Constitution and the Bill of Rights will prevail, said the Tea Partiers. Hillary will go to jail. At least this is what we're told, right? I mean, that's what Donald said. And Donald also said that he would have Barack Hussein Obama incarcerated. The budget will be balanced in 8 years. Oh, okay, so wait, so I'm really getting the vibe from the Tea Partiers that Donald Trump is going to do all this. Okay, all right, so they're investing everything that they have into one man. I didn't know that that's how our government operates. They must be looking at Donald Trump as if to say that he is our leader. When in fact, we don't have leaders in this country. We have representatives in this country that represent who we are as a people, right? And the only lead that we take in this country is that of Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. You know, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. That guy. I speak as a man. I'm being sarcastic. I feel like Elijah on the Mount calling out the false prophets right now. 1 Kings 18. Going on, he'll balance the budget in 8 years. Man, this is like, I mean, we're talking about miracles, signs, and wonders. This is the guy that's going to be able to do it. Americans will have first choice at jobs. I know, Donald's talking about how he's going to create jobs. I didn't know, America, that it was the purpose of government to actually create jobs. When did that become their responsibility to create jobs? It's their job to get out of the way. Can anybody show me in the Constitution where it's their job to actually create jobs for us? Because I want to see that part, because I've not seen that. And it's interesting, you have a guy in the White House right now who's never ran a candy store successfully, and they're going to create jobs for you? And I know we're talking about Donald Trump, but I'm in general talking about a politician or a man that may become a politician right here, right? The president of the United States of America. Or do we want to call him a statesman? I'm just referencing right now the letter that's circulating by the Tea Partiers and in the circles of the Tea Partiers throughout the country right now. And I got to say this so far, shame on you, Tea Partiers. Shame on you. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. You're putting everything you got into a man that doesn't believe he needs to repent before a just and a holy God. Yet you are told his favorite book is the Bible.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You know how I was just talking about, again, we're doing live radio here on Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. During the break, I'm just kind of going through what's going on front lines concerning what I'm contrasting with fact and fiction. And fiction is what the state-controlled CIA bought and paid for narrative is, friends. I just went online. Will Donald Trump, with a question mark, versus Hillary Clinton, will it be a nail-biter? Friends, again, you got to get the word out there. Where is her support? Who is supporting her? And if you want to get down to numbers, the communist Bernie Sanders is wiping her up all over the place, everywhere she goes. Furthermore, friends, if you ever noticed that her during her campaign stops, folks, they're always about 25 to 50 people behind her, but you never see what's in front of her. Well, I've seen some video as to what's in front of her, friends. There's nothing in front of her. I just seen one last week where Bill was, he had a walkout. He started lying to the people and they stood up and walked out on him a couple hundred at a time because there was only a couple hundred people in there. It was in a cafeteria at a school, a little cafeteria, friends, not an auditorium, a cafeteria. But you see Bernie Sanders I'm not giving him credit, but I am telling you, friends, where you failed your duty. Your posterity is chasing Bernie Sanders down like nobody's business. He's filling auditoriums. But again, here's the narrative. Will Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton be a nail-biter? What are they doing, folks? They're teeing it up. They're interjecting her regardless of what the facts are. Because their end aim is to put her in power. So she can have her administration back. And everybody in this country knows that the Clintons are criminal. Everybody knows that. We've been highlighting Donald Trump. America, I got a question for you. Donald Trump, he seems like a cool guy. I'm not here to endorse anybody but Christ. I am a Christocrat, said Benjamin Rush. I will get behind good governments. I will stand against corrupt government. That is my job as a preacher. And I'm giving you, and I'm laying to your candor, the facts. Not what you like. I'm not appealing to your likes and your dislikes. I'm giving you facts, which are stubborn things. You can choose accordingly. Benjamin Rush, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, was asked if he was an aristocrat or a Democrat. He said, I'm neither. I'm a Christocrat. That's exactly right. So am I. So am I. Hey, folks, let's get back to this letter. Donald Trump. Hey, folks, have they been teeing up Donald Trump for a long time? Just a question. Because the Tea Partiers, man, they just believe that Donald Trump is all that in a bag of chips. Even in his 30s, friends, he was asked by the... For some reason or another, the media loves Donald Trump. They've been asking him for years, would you ever consider becoming the president? Why would they ask him that question? Nobody's ever asked me that question. I have had people say, Bradley, if the president of the United States was to ask you to be his attorney general, would you do it? I said, you better bet your bottom dollar I'd do it. And I guarantee you, everyone that I'm highlighting on a daily basis, they'd be hunted down like a dog in the street, and justice would be it'd be brought forth. I promise you that. God is known by the judgments that he executes, not his tolerance for it, church. Donald Trump, why does the media, why have they been asking him for years if he'd become the president of the United States? Pretty awkward, isn't it? Kind of a weird question. Have they been teeing up Donald Trump? I'm just asking you the question. He's an American businessman. Everybody knows that. Every time he steps out the building, they got a story to tell you about what he's done or who he's married or what ice rink he got working while the mayor couldn't. How do you know of Donald Trump outside of the media, friends? If it wasn't for the media, you wouldn't know who Donald Trump is. Why is it that they keep him out in the light? Are they setting you up, America, for the fall? I don't know. You got to ask yourself that question. Are they using Donald Trump to lead opposition to give it over to Hillary Clinton? Well, you know what? Hillary Clinton is not legitimate, as I've said so many different times. But if you believe she is, then guess what? She gets into the White House, then you're going to believe that she was put there by the will of the people, when in fact you know all the well, America. You're lying to yourselves, and you deserve what you get. Donald Trump, you know him as an American businessman. Yeah, you know that because of the media. You know him as a television personality. I said television personality. Here's the media again. You know him as being endorsed by many big companies. Why would they endorse Donald Trump? You know him as an author. And for years, the media has kept him in the light for such a time as this. Why? Are they using Donald Trump to lead the opposition? Well, according to the Tea Partiers, friends, if anybody can do it, Donald Trump's the guy. Again, they said that he'll have the balanced, budget balanced in 8 years. He'll be the first American president to create jobs like none other than Ronald Reagan. By the way, the quote that Donald Trump is using, making America great again, came out of the heart and mouth of guess who, friends? Ronald Reagan. On Monday, I shared with my listeners that I was told by Michael Peruca, presidential candidate in 2004, to be exact, who said that, Bradley, if you took Ronald Reagan and put him in one room and you put Jesus Christ in another room, he said they would flock to Donald Trump. There'd be nobody in there with Jesus. Well, that's exactly right. And that's exactly why we're in trouble today. But I guarantee you I could go into any given room just like I do and just like I have hundreds and thousands of times asking the group of people, namely the conservatives and the Tea Partiers. How many in here are Christian? Oh, they all go up, friends. Maybe every once in a while you'll see a hand or two that doesn't in those groups of people. See, this is where the preacher has a prime opportunity to take the lead, to do his job today. And when I say take the lead, only to follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Because that's exactly who preceded our forefathers, was the Black Robe Regiment doing their job. And where's the church? Oh, they're all grouping together, laying their hands on Donald, saying, hey, listen, we know Jesus, you know, he's for the transgenders, we know that he's for the homosexuals, and we know that he's been divorced three times, and we know, Jesus, your word says that if they leave their wife and they go marry, he's an adulterer. 1 Corinthians 6:9, and we know that adulterers have no inheritance in the kingdom of God, but we're going to go ahead and we're going to give him the wheel to our country so we can go back to sleep again. So we can appease our congregants again and give these little stories of Noah and the little Arky Ark. You know, or maybe Samson and taking the jawbone of the ass, but we won't tell him that he killed thousands of Philistines with it. No, that would be too harsh. That would be hate today. We don't want to do that. So, friends, I got questions to propose to you. I'm just asking you, namely the Tea Partiers today, how is it that Donald's the answer to all the issues? We know that Donald Trump has, again, said that his favorite book is the Bible. Like many politicians, they resort to, when making reference to the Bible, it's only referencing the Bible, those politicians are, to appease the consciences of the people so they can go back to sleep. Now, Bradley, am I way out there on that? No. Keep in mind, friends, on May 14th, just last week, 7 days ago, I was highlighting the fact that a congressman just wrote a book called The Confessions of Congressman X. A real courageous individual. And you know what the first thing he said is? He said that voters are incredibly ignorant and know little about our form of government and how it works. Let me tell this ignorant author, Mr. Congressman X, how government works. It has two purposes. That's it. To repeal invasion and to restrain men from sin. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Yes, America, really, Bradley, that's all they're there for? That's exactly right. What you're dealing with today is an oppressive system of corruption in government. Because where they have their little tentacles in so many different areas of your life, no matter where you go in the United States of America, or even without, they have no lawful business being there, friends. Remember Congressman X said, voters are incredibly ignorant and know little bit about our form of government and how it works. No, they don't know how it works. Because if they did, they would realize they don't have the authority to do the things that they do, and they'd be behind bars. He said, it's far easier than you think to manipulate a nation of naive, self-absorbed sheep who crave instant gratification. Why do they want Trump? They want him to create the golden calf. That's why. They want to live in their own sinful lifestyles before a just and a holy God who will not at all acquit iniquity in any sense of the word. That means he's very thorough in judgment, even going so far as through grace to say that we're going to give an account for every idle word and every idle thought before our Heavenly Father. And that's how we're going to be judged accordingly if we're found outside of Christ. Right? We just want to go ahead and have Aaron create the golden calf. Let's give Aaron some gold and silver. Let him make the golden calf and say, oh, these be our gods. They go before us. As for that Moses, we don't know what became of him. We don't know what became of Moses. And by the way, he just brought us out here in the first place because God wanted to kill us through Moses, not liberate us. No, the people just didn't want to obey the God of Moses. is what the problem was. And they wanted to blame God for what they were unwilling to do themselves. And what are we dealing with today? We're dealing with a whole bunch of foolish people that presume that by putting Donald Trump into the White House is going to be the answer to all of our problems. Well, let me tell you something, friends. You're sadly, sadly mistaken.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wow, how time flies, how time flies. Wow, just highlighting a letter from the Tea Partiers undoing themselves once again. Well, Bradley, then who are we supposed to vote for? Hey, folks, really, is Bernie Sanders the people's choice? Isn't it interesting how they're just thrown out there? Nobody knows where they came from, and all of a sudden they're legitimate. Is Hillary Clinton really the people's choice, friends? Is Donald Trump really the people's choice? I can see where people like the guy. I mean, he's a narcissist to the very core. Everything he does, the end aim is, how is he glorified in it? I mean, that's just the truth of the matter. And Donald, if you're listening to me, brother, let me tell you something. Your job and my message, doing my job, is to tell you, you need to repent. You need to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Not for the people's sake, but for your own sake, first and foremost. Because you can't give what you ain't got. Until you get it, you can't give it. And you ain't got it. That's a fact, AccuJack. Exodus 18:21. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers, talking about the Bible here, friends, of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. We don't have rulers. We have representatives. Just for the record, just wanted to set the record straight. Okay, so friends, we again know that Donald Trump, final segment here, we know that Donald Trump has said that his favorite book is the Bible. But he's saying it to appease the people, because you either got to be biblically illiterate, or, folks, you don't even need to know the Bible to know the man ain't telling the truth when he says that. He's saying that because his advisors told him to tell him, tell the people that. That's why he's saying it. Hey, folks, there's a lot of cool people out there that are hellbound. And I'll tell you, a majority of them are in the church. Let me tell you. Now, going back to Donald Trump, and we were talking about all of his enemies. Now, this is where I'm going to smack you right between the eyes with the truth. Hey, folks, all of his enemies say and says the press and say the press. What he advocates through action or even inaction seems to ally itself with those that claim that they hate him. In other words, judge those in opposition by their fruits. They hate him. And why is it that they hate him? Do they hate him because he's just a nice guy? Do they hate him because he is a popular guy? Do they hate him because he's rich? Well, I can tell you it's got to be one of those reasons, because they don't hate him concerning the principles in which we're all supposed to be principled upon. Because all those that hate Donald Trump in most cases advocates what they advocate. So what do they hate him for? Or, let me go back to this, are they leading through opposition? Are you being set up, America? Now, though the Tea Party may be well-intended, it shows clearly their lack of biblical and constitutional literacy and common sense. Read Matthew 18, verse 3, 2 Corinthians 4, 4. Now, I know I can hear some people out there saying, Bradley, what are we supposed to do? Seek the face of God. Seek the face of God. Because you know as well as I do, as I just asked you, is Bernie Sanders, is Hillary Clinton, are they the people's choice? Of course they're not. It's the establishment's choice. It's the establishment's choice. Hey, folks, you have the Bushes capping on Donald Trump. You've never heard the Bushes once cap on Barack Hussein Obama. How does that work? I thought they were conservative Christians. This is crazy. I mean, you got a bunch of kids and corrupt kids in government today that have had a silver spoon put up to their mouths every step of the way. They no more fear the American people's justice than they do God's, and that's their downfall. Take heed that you stand lest you fall. I'm saying a couple things here. But again, friends, I want to just say this to you one more time, final segment. What Donald Trump advocates through action or even inaction seems to ally itself with those that claim that they hate him. So why do they hate him? He's in agreement with them. Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? Friends, they're agreed. So how is it that Donald Trump's the answer? No, Jesus Christ is the answer. Well, Bradley, what are we supposed to do? Let's go to the right side of the aisle. Is Ted Cruz the people's choice? Look at all the corruption coming out on this guy right now. Some of it true, some of it untrue. What about John Kasich? Everybody knows he's a George Soros puppet. He's not legit. Rubio's not legit. He's illegitimate when it comes to his constitutional eligibility, friends. And many say Ted Cruz is the same thing. Is he the people's choice? Absolutely not, he's not. He's the establishment's choice. He's a sodomite, friends. He's an adulterer, and he's aligned with the Bushes. What everybody's complaining about. Andrew Jackson was right when he said, the seventh president of the United States, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Are they acting accordingly? Are you judging them by their Christian fruit, friends? Or are you judging them by the fact that, well, you know, the Tea Partiers like them? Hey, and folks, I don't care if you're going to play the party group bullying tactics, charade that goes on a daily basis in this country. There's a whole lot of people that think Donald Trump is cool, and there's certain parts of him that are cool. Of course, no question about it. I'm sure everybody that you don't like, principally, friends, you probably like something about him. And therein lies your problem. It was Romans 7 where Paul said, I see that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Be careful, friends, of what you like. Because what you find out is it's what you like about them is what you like about yourself. And in most cases, guess what? That's unacceptable in many cases, I should say, before a just and a holy God. So, friends, I've already put you through the good test. You see that you voted for candidate C, who was none other than, well, Adolf Hitler. And how did they sell him? They didn't pull out the dirt on Adolf Hitler. And by the way, once he started getting into power, what did he do? He started to kill off his opposition and tear down the Republic of Germany. And folks, if you'd go back to September 11th and you'd fast forward to where we're at right now, and you take it back to September 11th, 2001, put it up to what Adolf Hitler did, you can see almost line upon line perfectly. What he did is exactly what you've accepted almost every step of the way. So how do I end this? I am telling you that Hillary Clinton is being put up as the winner of the Democratic Party because she is the criminal they want to put in the White House. If Donald Trump is legitimate, friends, he's not going to get there easily. You can rest assured of that, like Ross Perot did back in the day. Those that meant to rule the roost were shaken up because all of a sudden they had someone come out of nowhere try to get to the White House. There's pros and cons all across the board. But when you begin, like I said earlier about the FBI studying the real bills to expose the counterfeit, that's what you need to do. Because when you do that, as the Lord said in Revelation 3, he said he would come to me and he said, I'll anoint your eyes that you might see and open your ears that you might hear. You have to open your eyes as to what's going on and you have to open up your ears to hear. Why? Jesus said to he who has ears, let him hear. I got a guy right here. He just said to me, he said, you know what, brother? You're an absolute fool. Let me just say it that way. Because you're not listening to a thing I'm saying. And what stands against you, he said, sorry, brother, you're starting to sound like Glenn Beck and Steve Deese and Mark Levin, except they got paid millions to be all in for Cruz. Now, did I say anything about endorsing Cruz? And this is exactly why these people jack me up. I just lost all respect for you. In every sense of the word. Because you didn't hear a thing that I had to say. You heard what you wanted to hear. And what you just did is you just undid yourself is what you did. Oh, Bradley, you're starting to sound a lot like Glenn Beck, who I have no respect for. Steve Deese, who's a friend of mine. And Mark Levin, who is he has an evolutionary view of government. I don't agree with any of them, except they got paid millions to do it. Well, guess what? I'm not getting paid anything to tell you the truth. And apparently you don't like that truth. And then he said, Trump will stomp Hillary in November. Time to get on the Trump train. Hey, it's time for you to grow up, is really what it comes down to. It's time for you to get into the Word of God, is what it comes down to. And this coming from another radio show host right now. And see, folks, this guy exhibits exactly what the problem is. They hear what they want to hear. Hey, folks, I'm simply saying this in a nutshell. There is no king but King Jesus. Did you hear that? Is Donald Trump the people's choice? Is Ted Cruz the people's choice? Is John Kasich the people's choice? I can go down the list. Is it? Because if that was the case, friends, then why is everybody standing around saying, what do we do? Because if you knew what to do and they were legit, you wouldn't be asking what you should be doing. That's the bottom line. Folks, love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you soon enough. We appreciate you. Again, friends, get in the Word of God, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. I'm waving the flag right now. No king, but King Jesus.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.